All right, here it is. It's a download, 720 WGN. Coming up, Touche, but first, the carryout. Here are today's top stories. Whoopsies! President Trump allegedly spoke of classified information in his recent conversation with the Russians, which wouldn't be a big deal except for the fact that Trump and Republicans made it a big deal throughout the campaign, i.e. Hillary Clinton and the emails. Hey, listen, I don't have any skin in the game, really. I truly do not. This is not the mainstream media whining about why Hillary wasn't elected, but I am saying the Republicans did successfully run on the idea that Clinton broke the law by possibly giving up classified information, which did not happen, but could have because she was using her own server. And the FBI didn't prosecute her because it was proven to be accidental ignorance, meaning they couldn't prove intent that she was purposely giving classified info via email. Okay, we up to speed? Good? Okay, so if it's true and the White House says it is not, if you hear McMaster, it is not, which makes it worse if it is. But if true, Trump just willingly gave up classified information to would-be adversaries. So tell me, Republican congressman who railed and railed and railed and railed against Clinton for the past 2 years, how outraged are we supposed to be? Because that hunt was nonpartisan, right? It was strictly about classified info, right? So 5 years ago, we didn't really care because you didn't care. But now you've told us that possibly revealing classified info is the worst crime known to humanity ever. So what do we do with it? Just tell me. Explain how this is different. Is it different because Clinton was accidental and Trump was on purpose? Is that the difference? Is it different because it was a person, in person, instead of digital? I'm not judging. I'm asking. Again, I'm not a whiny Hillary supporter here. I'm an American taxpayer who is bought into the idea that our elected and appointed officials should be cautious with classified information. Otherwise, there are consequences, right? That's what you told us. Some even said that if Clinton won, you'd impeach her for the crimes, saying her carelessness was treason. Is that still the case? Or did we move on from that? There's nothing Americans hate more than a lack of consistency. Just look at baseball. Strike zones change at all, and people throw chairs through windows. So which is it? Is it treason? Or is it an accident? And put the rest to bed. That was my emotional plea. I don't know if you felt the emotion there. All right, let's get local. Tronc, the company that owns the Tribune, is going after the Chicago Sun-Times. It wants to put an offer in to buy the paper. It's too early to tell if this means Chicago is going to be a one newspaper town. But one thing's for certain, Tronc is a terrible name. Tronc is like the sound a donkey makes when it's kicked in the nether regions. Tronc! So here we are, the long-rumored dystopian future where there was only one newspaper in Chicago, not to mention the soap opera drama that would be if Michael Farrow was owning both papers. My big question, though, is do they still do two sets of horoscopes? And if they're different, then doesn't that just destroy astrology as we know it? I mean, they're the same company with two different interpretations? Phew, mind blown. The water department, my computer just got taken over by ransomware. Oh, great. Now what? They want 50 million Bitcoin or I won't be able to read the rest of the carryout here. Luckily, I have it on me. 50 million Bitcoin is just about 38 cents. There we go. We good? Oh, great. They took my Kenny Loggins music. Had a whole folder in there. Oh, we're good. The water department head and a middle manager out after a racist email exchange was discovered. Come on, it's 2017. Text that joke. You deserve the consequences if you're using the city email to forward an email with the subject forward, 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 check this out. Also, the Sun-Times is reporting that this was discovered because they were investigating whether or not the middle manager was using his city email to sell guns. Double whammy. Hey, I know I like to buy my guns from a guy who has a water department email. I mean, I understand it makes me feel more secure, but seriously? I mean, if the seller's using Yahoo or AOL, I just can't trust him. But if it's a city email, I'm in. In weather? Come on, best day ever, right? You can admit it. Perfect. Maybe a little windy, rain on the way. I love Chicago because it's the first truly nice day, and it's just a parade of spandex and spaghetti straps like it's been hot for 3 weeks, and these are the only clothes left before laundry day. And then there's the one lady who just doesn't buy it, who's still wearing the winter fleece. She's clutching. In sports, the Cubs went into St. Louis this weekend looking to send a message and instead received one. And that is, don't expect a cakewalk. The Cards took 2 of 3 from the Cubs, who are starting to show some depth issues with myriad injuries. We got to see minor league phenom Ian Happ, who did pretty good. 3 hits in 2 games he played. But no Chris Bryant, Jason Hayward, Ben Zobrist a little bit. Cubs get a night off tonight, which is probably good. They're currently 18-19, 3.5 back to the Cardinals. The Brewers and Reds have better records. Ugh. And to make matters worse, Cub fans, the White Sox won 2 of 3 in dramatic fashion. They're also a game under 500. Who would have thought in mid-May they would have identical records? The White Sox were 2 innings away from being swept by the Padres in Chicago, so let's not get too excited about the White Sox. But they needed it. They got it. Now they're out, head out west to Anaheim tonight to play the Angels. This will be a big test on the road against a team that's just as mediocre. Tonight, Game 7 between the Celtics and the Wizards in the NBA playoffs. Could you imagine? This could have been us if Rondo... All right. Who am I kidding? Even more depressing, the Predators and the Ducks have split the first 2 games of their Western Conference Final, Stanley Cup playoffs. The Predators' defense finally came down to earth last night. They actually look like the Predators, right? Not the world beaters we saw in the first round. And finally tonight, someone stole a bunch of pens from a car parked by the museum campus. The pens belonged to a collector and were valued at $40,000. What? That's a lot of pens. That had to be an inside job, right? Because I can't imagine the common car thief having the knowledge on where to sell that stuff. Hey, man, you need drugs? How about a gun? Or how about an 18th century Waterman Gentleman fountain pen complete with original converter, outer sleeve, display box, and papers? No? Well, how about some socks? I got tube socks, too. That's a carryout from May 15, 2017. Hey, it's going to be 90 degrees this week. That's too hot to cook, so carry out. We'll even throw in a few wet naps for you just to beat the heat. Coming up, we'll talk about this Washington Post report. Trump, touche. What's this mean? Oh my Lord. Classified information. Here we go again. It's the Download 720 WGN. Stay with us.